is your inner processing of the dynamics. It may not be direct guidance. It might be an analysis of the various influences, and that might help you get a broader perspective on it. No decision made yet, just an understanding. Interpreting dreams, in interpreting them, one should be aware of that causing such conditions, Casey says. Tip number two, mental development. Amazingly, the most common influence, Casey says, is not external circumstances in your life, those so important things that we dwell on so much, but it's your deeper self's ultimate desire to develop itself consciously, to expand its awareness, to lift its consciousness into a more compatible condition with the universal consciousness, the collective mind of the Creator, of the source of life. That's a driving force that we often don't even consider. Casey said that the most common influence impelling a dream is mental development. Our subconscious, the mind of our soul, he said, the subconscious is the mind of the soul, and our superconsciousness, that superconscious level out of the term in Hinduism, is that mind that was created in the image of the Creator in Genesis 1. It's our godly self. That is a very high level, very close to the mind of God. They are attempting to correlate events and decisions with eternal ideals. See, the soul lives so much longer than 80 to 100 years. It has more to consider in life's decisions than just money, clothes, housing, what people think of you. It's thinking of eternal ideals and purposes. It has goals that expand beyond one life. On one occasion, Casey actually modified the word correlation to correlation, correlating the subconscious and superconscious forces through the developing mind of the entity. So a lot of what's going on in the dream state is trying to correlate and correlation between what the outer personality self is seeking and doing, what the high spiritual self desires to achieve, and what the soul self is trying to develop. All these are trying to correlate with one another and get the greatest mental development achieved. Dreams, as come to this body, are of that threefold nature. You must keep in mind that you are physical, mental, and spiritual being. Physical being, it has to have its place and time. You have to give good consideration to it. You're not here without a purpose. The physical manifestation of your soul is purposeful. This is an important sojourn. This incarnation has purposes that your soul hopes to achieve, so that when it passes over and turns back to look at the life, it goes, "Yes, we got it done." Or, "We got as much done as we could, given the conditions." Some may be used for mental development of the entity, Casey says. Some may be used for the physical development. You can get dreams that actually will improve your body, improve your diet, improve the physical conditions around you, actually tell you about who's projecting good vibes for you, complementary energy, and who's projecting incompatible energy that makes it very difficult for you to grow. And some of the spiritual. Then he says this interesting little sentence, "Some dreams must be forgotten." Some 40 years ago, when I first got into this search on this path, I was so happy to hear that, because there were some times when I simply could not deal with the dream, could not comprehend the dream, and it was best that I just let it go. At some point in time, whatever this issue is that bubbles out of my deeper self, I will come to understand it. So sometimes you just got to let a dream go. They're to be forgotten. Casey said, "You interpret dreams in your